KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, and we are talking about all the most interesting things that are happening in politics right now. I want y'all to know that I grew up in upstate New York in a very suburban area. So rural politics was not something I was aware of. And as a political scientist, I don't teach about rural politics. It's something I'm not always really paying attention to. But last year in Congress District 2, in that special election, Congresswoman Celeste Molloy, and the way that I feel she framed her election, which was about rural voters being ignored, really made me think, oh, no, this is a whole thing. Like, the 20% of Americans actually live in rural parts of the country, and how it is the case that we are not talking about these voters and what they want. And then also nationally, I think the misunderstanding of rural voters, like you'll hear a lot on national media talking about them as having rage. And the answer is there's really not rural voter rage. Anyway, I'm interested in it. And so I'm so happy to say that I've got Representative Celeste Molloy on tonight to have a conversation with me about a recent event that's happening that I think maybe speaks to this a little bit. Welcome to the show, Congresswoman.
Thank you. It's always nice to be on here.
Yeah. So I was reading this article about a meeting you all had about the kind of Southern Utah and the use of land and the conflict between the federal and the local government. And a little bit, Congresswoman, just correct me if I'm wrong, but a little bit what I was hearing in that article was these voters who live, right? Like one of the people was saying, I've lived here since 1849, I think is the year. I might have that year wrong. Yeah. I know one loves this country and this county more than I do. This feels like I'm not being heard. Am I pinging off of this right, Congresswoman? Is this something that kind of, you know, is that same vibe as you were really tapping into last year?
Yeah, that's exactly the read I got from that too. It wasn't a meeting per se. It was a congressional field hearing. So it was a hearing with the House Natural Resources Committee in Hurricane yesterday. John Curtis, Blake Moore, and I were there. And it was about the overreach of federal government into how our local governments are doing their jobs. Particularly, we focused yesterday on the issues with tortoise habitat in the Northern Corridor in Washington County. And Washington County is interesting because parts of it are rural, and I wouldn't call St. George rural anymore, but they have these big public lands problems and the dealing with the agency overreach problems that the rural areas have.
I appreciate what you just, thank you for correcting me. So I was calling it a meeting, but actually it's a congressional field hearing. Can you explain to us what that is and how do you set that up and what does that mean?
So that means it is just like the hearings you watch on C-SPAN. Only this time we were sitting in an absolutely beautiful location with no air conditioning. And the people who were able to participate are people in Southern Utah. And it was really hot yesterday. So I appreciate everybody who sat there and baked in the sun. It was hot for this time of year. And normally when we have a hearing about, you know, public land access, that's going to happen in a hearing room in Washington, D.C., but this time the committee came here and we sat in Hurricane and we heard from the county commissioner and the county attorney and UDOT and a developer and the Water Conservancy District talking about the things that they're trying to do to make life better in Washington County and the roadblocks they run into because of the federal processes they have to go through and the federal agency involvement in those decisions.
Congresswoman Molloy, why don't you run all of your hearings this way? I mean, other than the lack of air conditioning, but like, you know, why are you not always, so I guess maybe flip that question. Why is it a good thing to get out into our, right, more local areas to have these conversations rather than being in a hearing room back in D.C.?
It's good for so many reasons. It's good for the members of Congress to get out here and see people who live with these issues every day. Unfortunately, because we were voting all weekend, it threw people's travel schedules off. So we only had Utah members there yesterday. But it's good for the committee staff to be here and see on the ground the things they're working on. It's really important for the people who live here to be able to be engaged in that process and be part of it. We have people from Utah come testify in committee hearings, but it's expensive. It's difficult. Somebody has to get on a plane, fly to Washington, D.C. to give a 5-minute testimony. And only so many people can do that. But yesterday we had, I never got a head count, but there was a good crowd there of people who live in this area who got to watch their government work, who got to watch their representatives representing them. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. You're singing like my heart just right. Like just how do we get people civically educated? How do we get them civically engaged? And the obstacles, right? I'm never going to be in a hearing room back in DC. Right. And so to be able to have conversations about local issues, oh my gosh, so important. And I appreciate that work. All right. So now let's pivot to the issue. So it's about, what did you say? The tortoise habitats and kind of the management of public lands. So talk to me about, yeah. I feel like, you know, since I moved to Utah 22 years ago, we talk about this a lot. So is this just the same kind of the federal government's really not understanding the issue? And we've been talking about that for decades. Or is there something more recent as part of this conversation as well? Like some new problem we've got to try to address?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
So it's the same problem. The federal government manages the majority of the land in this state, which means they have a huge stake in every decision that our local governments are trying to make. The Northern Corridor, the road that we were talking about yesterday in the hearing, is one that's been on Washington County's transportation plan for 30 years, I think a little more than 30 years. But in order to build this road, they have to go through all these federal processes. And now it's even more difficult because in the early 2000s, Washington County started negotiating with federal agencies and environmental groups and the cities and the state on a Washington County lands bill to try to settle a lot of these questions with the public land and what is and isn't allowed. And what happened is the Washington County lands bill passed in 2009 as part of an omnibus public lands management act. It was signed by President Obama. And some of the things that were agreed to in that bill have been implemented and some of them haven't. And the county feels like the things that have been implemented are the things they gave up. And the things they asked for in return, the agencies are just dragging their feet on. And this isn't the way to run a country. This isn't the way for governments to work together.
Yeah.
And so it's some of the same old thing, but also some of it's new because a lot of it is politics. They got a record of decision on a route for that road at the end of the Trump administration. Then the Biden administration came in and repealed the record of decision. Well, now we've got another presidential election coming up, so the issue's ripe again. And that's no way to run a country. Who sits in the White House shouldn't have that big of an impact on a local transportation plan.
Yeah, I love that sentence right there, Congresswoman Malloy. Exactly. Oh, my gosh, exactly. All right, so talk to us. Let me ask you a question that came maybe from people who were not super happy about the field hearing that happened. Holly Snow Canada, the executive director of Conserve Southwest Utah, told the Deseret News that, quote, local and indigenous voices were excluded from the hearing, end quote. Can you just speak to that a little bit?
Sure. She told me that, too, yesterday. And the truth is, this was a congressional field hearing. So the way those work, the way a congressional hearing works is that the majority calls a hearing and the minority calls usually one witness and the majority calls three or some ratio where there's a certain number of majority witnesses, a certain number of minority witnesses. The entire Natural Resources Committee was invited to this hearing and the Democrats didn't show up and they didn't call a witness. That's not something that I can fix.
Right.
And so if their voices were excluded, it was excluded by the minority party in the House, which is the Democrats.
No, I got you. And I like, again, right, everyone's got to operate in good faith, right, Congresswoman, if we're going to solve these problems. And I hear you saying the federal government really hasn't. And now maybe, you know, Democrats haven't either. And then it becomes a political issue that they can talk about. Thank you so much.
I will say,
quickly
before we go.
Yeah.
I've been involved in these negotiations for a lot of years now in several different capacities. And those voices have had a seat at the table. They may not have been testifying yesterday, but the Paiute tribes in southern Utah have been very involved. And Conserve Southwest Utah has been very involved. This has not been an exclusive process in the last 20 years. They've all been there.
Congresswoman Celeste Malloy, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Next up on KSL at Night, listeners, we're going to have a conversation about artificial intelligence and, you know, what jobs are maybe the safest from that and what jobs are more at risk. Stick with us.